Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
High winds and dry conditions continue to fuel the wildfires sweeping through Northern California. At least 24 people have died, and an estimated 3,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed. The fires have displaced thousands of people, and authorities are trying to track down hundreds still missing. KQED's Suki Lewis reports from Sonoma County, where the death toll is now 14.
Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano says officers are going down the list of the missing, name by name, doing detective work to try and find local residents who may be out of touch with their loved ones. While he says most of these people will probably be found with a few phone calls, in the coming days, he also expects the death toll to rise.
I have to. The devastation's enormous, and I imagine we can't even get into most of the areas. The 11 we found have been found for other reasons being in those areas. In other words, we're not doing searches to find them. We're getting called there for X, Y, or Z and finding them.
So Giordano says officers are beginning limited search and rescue operations in cold zones where active fires are out. But a definitive number of fatalities may still be a long ways off. 2 years ago, the destructive Valley Fire ripped through 70,000 acres of woodland and destroyed more than 1,200 homes in Lake County, a rural county just north of Sonoma. Four people were found dead. But a fifth man, 61-year-old Rob Lichman, was never found. Lake County Sheriff Sergeant Corey Paulich.
Basically, it's an open missing persons case.
In the days after the fire, investigators did an extensive search of the hills and woods around Lichman's home.
You know, with the extent of this fire and how fast it moved, it definitely could be something that could be foreseeable that someone may not be located, depending on what actions they took at the time of the fire.
Paulich says they don't know if Lichman died in the fire or not, but his friends and relatives haven't heard from him for 2 years. I'm Suki Lewis.